My name's Travis Sims, and I am the founder and CEO of AGC Accelerated Global Connections. And this is the AGC Experience.
Our lives are a series of choices. Each choice leads to a result. Would you like to easily know which choices are the right life choices for you? If you've never met Amy Tyson, owner of Infinity Life Design, make it a priority to connect with her. Amy is a master of feng shui and bazi, which she calls destiny analysis. She assists her clients in understanding the hidden forces that are influencing their lives. A destiny reading with Amy is like reading a book all about you. She highlights which decisions will bring you to your fullest potential and which choices will lead you down a path of obstacles. If you're struggling with a challenge or you want to lift your life even higher, get connected with Amy and Infinity Life Design on facebook.com/infinitylifedesign or subscribe to her online newsletter at infinitylifedesign.com and connect with your infinite life.
First and foremost, my name is Martin Nguyen. I am the owner of Blessed by the Best, LLC, DBA, hashtag no excuse. And my job is basically to help at-risk youth. The reason why this is important to me, ladies and gentlemen, for whoever's watching, is because I share a story that's very common in our cities, in our minority communities. And basically, at 16 years old, I got certified as an adult. I spent a year in Scott County. I did a little over 4.5 years in a correctional facility at Lionel Lakes. And from there, I was able to do work release in 2018. So basically, what happened was I ended up hanging around the wrong crowd. I didn't really have a role model to relate to at the time. My father had just left me when I was 9 years old. And that forced me to kind of get involved with people who probably weren't the best for me, I can see now in life. And I totally take accountability and responsibility for that. However, it's my job, again, not to make no excuses. And I did not want to stay complacent. So a little bit of the time being when I was locked up, what I was able to do was I was able to do drug rehabilitation. I did the drug rehabilitation for 6 months, and then I graduated, did aftercare. I also joined the Leader Dog Program, and what that is it helps dogs guide blind people. I also was fortunate enough to get my high school diploma while I was locked up, and I did a semester of applied criminology. And the reason why I list these accomplishments, ladies and gentlemen, is because I did not want to stay complacent. I feel like when you stay complacent, you're more prone to kind of get involved with bad crowd. Your brain fills yourself with self-doubt. And so I really wanted to just stay occupied, and I just wanted to use my time wisely and just try to do the best that I can. I will also acknowledge that if it wasn't for the support system that I had, I would have lost my sanity. So I'm very fortunate to have my family who still stay by my side. At the end of the day, it was really wrong of me to do what I did, but I still take accountability and responsibility for that. With that being said, as I got out, I kind of really did not know what to do with my life at that time, because I was really young. I'm 24 now, and I had this huge thing that just kind of took a chunk of my teenage years, but I kind of finally made the decision where I really wanted to help kids. I wanted to help people that I could relate to. And so I was really fortunate to go to high schools and talk to kids about my situation, about my story, and it kind of helped impact them. And that's what kind of helped me make this company and build this LLC. And basically, I opened up the LLC in 2020, September 19th. And honestly, it was just really crazy because COVID ended up happening as well. So my company's fairly new. But at the same time, I did what I could. I'm very fortunate to help myself and help out those who really needed the help. Basically, it's a shirt. What I do is I distribute shirts. I go around the city. I try to help them as much as I can. I help out with basically picking up trash. I've donated trees to work release programs. I've also went to feed my starving children. So basically just a lot of examples that I've done for the time being, even though it is COVID, you got to stay away from a lot of people. But I still did what I could. It hasn't stopped me from wanting to volunteer my time. It hasn't stopped me from wanting to help people get out there, do the best that I can with the resources that I have. And it's just been really humbling to learn a lot in the process that I've been through. Man, honestly, most importantly, just kind of looking back at my life, if it wasn't for the support system, if it wasn't for using my time wisely, I don't think I'd be where I am at today. And so I'm really fortunate for Denarius for giving me this opportunity. I'm also very fortunate for the people who are still by my side, who's helping me every day. I'm growing as an individual. Right now, I'm currently going to school to be a nail technician. I'm there to get my license. And so just basically just doing what I have to do to stay occupied, as well as having this company. Again, I said it's fairly new. And due to COVID, there are problems that I have to overcome. There's a lot of obstacles, but you do what you can at the end of the day. And it's cool because my company is blessed by the best DBA, hashtag no excuse. And I really like to have this reminder in my head where it's no excuses. It was really unfortunate that I did do what I did, but at the end of the day, it happened. You take accountability and you look forward to the future. That's what I feel. And so just looking back, seeing that there are kids who are 16, 17, looking at our society today, they're pretty much going through the same stuff. And they don't have a role model, or at least somebody that they could relate to. Here I am, although I went through what I went through, I still was able to make something of myself. I'm still trying to learn. I'm 24 years old, and I'm very optimistic, and I'm very willing. I think that was one of the things that I've learned as I was growing up, willing to get vulnerable, willing to admit your wrongs, and most importantly, willing to ask for help. None of this was by myself. There were definitely times where I was hard-headed. There were times where I did get in trouble, but it was my job to take accountability for that. I want to do better. I want to do more things like this, help people who are afraid to admit that they're wrong, or help people who want help, but they just don't know how to. There's a lot of programs out there that I was very fortunate of. Like I said, drug rehabilitation. I did anger management. Other things is, I went to therapy. Just a little things like that. And the reason why I list these is because a lot of people don't know where to go. They don't know where to start. They don't know what to do. But in hopes that if I list out these possibilities, then maybe they can go about it and choose that route as well. Because it's definitely helped me. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So I'm very fortunate and I'm very thankful. With that being said, what are my goals aside from nail technician, getting my license, is I just want to still be out there in the city. I want to do the best that I can. I still want to volunteer my time. I'm doing whatever I can with what I have.